11:50 here on a Friday. Good to have you guys locked in. Matt Schick stops by in the 1 o'clock hour. Good stuff with Brian Christopherson. Just talked to him about all things Huskers. Kind of a potpourri segment here, bouncing around a bunch of different things here. A sports casserole, if you will. Some big news in the Big East. Via his Twitter account, Marcus Howard just announced that he is returning to Marquette. Huge. This makes Marquette really good. I mean, they were really good last year. They're going to be really good next year because they return everybody. And I mean, so think about Marcus Howard's back. The Hauser brothers are both back. Theo John, who would have been my vote for conference defensive player of the year, led the Big East in blocks, is back. And they have a Utah State transfer named Kobe McEwen that is a good player. I was able to watch them practice earlier this year where Kobe McEwen was Miles Powell on the scout team and homeboy was going nuts. So he'll provide a secondary ball handler to help alleviate some stress and pressure off of Marcus Howard. Big news for the Big East. Marquette's going to be really good. Without question, that's your preseason team to win the Big East. Really, really impressive. Really impressive. Unfortunately, there was something that happened yesterday that wasn't impressive. And did you see yesterday at Augusta, Jason Day hurt his back picking up his daughter. Jason Day injured his back and received treatment on the second hole. There's a picture of him like getting stretched out. He picked up his daughter before the round and boom. And unfortunately, I can sit here and say that I've never felt like I've more in common with the professional athlete than I do right now with Jason Day. I can relate. I've had that happen. I've bent over to pick up my daughter and whap. Back hurt, back locked up, not good. I've bent over to like help like zip her coat up or like tie her shoe, like figure out someone put her shoes on. Boom.
Are you guys just like bending at like the hips?
Just a little bit. I'm very prone to having the back lock up on me, George.
Oh man, that's rough.
It is. It is. So, moral of the story is: if you're a professional athlete, do not pick up your daughter at any time. Unless it's the off season. But I've never felt like I've had more in common with the professional athlete than I do with Jason Day. I mean, that's unfortunate. That is really, really, I bet he was so mad. Oh, you know, you're like, oh my God, seriously? Did I seriously just lock up my back? You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Speaking of the Masters, of course, I'm Team Tiger over here. All eyes are on him. He fired a solid 70 yesterday, but then some boys came in afterwards and went low. Bryson DeChambeau came down. He shot a 66 yesterday. Phil played really well. Brooks Koepka played well. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, God, is my guy too far behind? But some guys are starting to come back a little bit. Brooks Koepka today is 2 over, so he's at 4 under. You have some guys that are, Phil is -5. DeChambeau is -6. And so Tiger Woods is sitting at 2 under, just 4 shots off the lead. But if you think trends matter, this trend does not bode well for El Tigre. Each of the last 13 Masters champions were in the top 10 after the first round. And Tiger was not in the top 10 yesterday. Although he was just a few shots off the lead, he was not in the top 10. So if that trend is legit, it doesn't necessarily bode well for El Tigre. But I thought he played well yesterday, relatively speaking. He had a great comment. Apparently, each of the last couple of times he's won the Masters, he shot 70 in his open round. So we'll see what happens. He tees off today at 12:49. So in about an hour from now, Tiger will go to the first tee, and I will be officially distracted for the rest of the show. It'll be fantastic, all right?
What's more distracting to you, Tiger at Augusta or
conference tournaments? When conference tournaments are on? Conference tournaments, because there's more action. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more up and down. Tiger, you can, like, he hits it, you see where it goes, then you can kind of, like, you know you got a couple of minutes to, like, focus on something else. But it's hard. It is hard.
A rough life you live.
Yeah, I do. You know, someone's got to do it, though. You know, someone's got to step up and do the things that not everybody can wants to do nor can do. That's what I'm here for. You, I'm here to do that. All right. How about that little sports casserole segment there? Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, wide open all the way up until Matt Schick's going to stop by at 1:15 ESPN. We'll talk a little spring football with him. We'll talk a little Masters with him. We'll talk about God knows what. Schicky is a great way to always cap off the week of shows. So he'll stop by coming up at 1:15. So we're going to have a lot of room for you in the 12 o'clock hour. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Coming up next, though, I'm going to give you the top 10 things I'm looking for when I sit down to watch tomorrow and in the spring game. But before we do all that, when we come back, we're going to have to do the Husker Fan Spring Game Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have to do the Husker Fan Spring Game Pledge of Allegiance, okay?
This is going
to
be my first time doing it.
So I wrote it up fresh this morning.
Perfect.
So we're all going to have to recite this and get ready to go, okay? So that's all. We got the Husker Fan Pledge of Allegiance. We come back and top 10 things I'm looking for. Game time.